All right, strap in everybody because we are going deep on this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those stories that makes you go, wait, what?
I'm liking the sound of this already.
Yeah, our friend Inspector Story sent it our way.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It really makes you question everything you thought you knew about time.
All right, I'm ready.
So, okay, imagine this. 1923, Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
A team of archaeologists are exploring a sealed Egyptian tomb, right?
Standard stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Expecting, you know, ancient relics, the usual stuff. Yeah. And bam, they find a photograph.
Interesting.
But here's the thing. The photo is from 1987.
Ah, okay.
And to make it even weirder, the picture shows a man in modern clothing standing right there in front of the same tomb holding a camera.
Whoa, that's like a straight up time traveler's selfie.
I know, right?
That's wild.
And get this. The man in the photo is identified as Elon Huck.
Elon Huck?
A scientist who vanished in 87 while working on a top-secret government project called Project Kronos.
Hmm. Project Kronos. I feel like I've heard that before somewhere.
Does it ring a bell?
Time travel.
Yeah, you got it.
Kronos time. Yeah, okay.
And there's more. On the back of this photograph, there's a message in Huck's handwriting.
Ooh, spooky.
It says, and I quote, "I tried to stop it, but the loop is inevitable."
Okay, hold on. We've got a missing scientist, a photo from the future, a secret time travel project, and a cryptic message about a loop.
Yeah.
This is getting good.
It gets better.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 1980.
Wait, 1980?
Yeah, 1980.
But the first picture was from 87.
I know. Bear with me.
Okay, okay.
Another photo of Elon Huck shows up.
Okay.
This time he's older, still at that same tomb, but the date on this picture is 2025.
Hold on, how can there be a picture of him from 2025 if he disappeared in 87?
I know, right?
This is like some Back to the Future stuff happening here.
It's like he's existing in multiple timelines at once.
Which we know is like impossible.
Right.
Unless he's somehow like jumping between different points in time.
Yeah.
Maybe even created like a closed loop or something.
Mind-boggling.
But then that makes you think, what about cause and effect?
Yeah.
Free will.
All those big questions.
That's heavy stuff.
And hold on, because as if things weren't already wild enough,
oh, no.
Researchers uncovered Huck's lab notes from 1987.
Uh-huh. So there are clues.
You know what he writes about.
What's he saying?
His understanding of time.
Okay.
He doesn't see it as a straight line.
Oh, this is interesting.
But as a repeating loop.
A loop, like he's trapped or something.
He even mentions being trapped in it.
So maybe this isn't just like a, hey, look, time travel's fun story.
Right.
This is like a warning sign, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't mess with stuff you don't understand.
Right.
Like, what was Huck trying to stop?
Yeah. What was he up against?
I have so many questions.
You too. And here's another one. Is the loop, like, pre-programmed? Or did Huck accidentally create it, you know?
Oh, like as a side effect of his experiment.
Exactly. And here's where things go from 0 to 60.
Okay.
In 2023, another group of researchers, they go back to the tomb.
Oh, they found the camera.
Yep, the camera from the photographs.
Oh, man, this is like Inception going deeper and deeper.
I know, right?
What happens next?
So they develop the film.
Yeah.
And they find a picture of themselves inside the tomb, dated 2045.
Wait, are you serious? So not only is this Huck guy time traveling, but now these researchers are caught up in it too.
It's like some kind of temporal chain reaction.
This is blowing my mind. You know, it makes you wonder if Huck left that camera there on purpose.
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
You think he was like orchestrating this whole thing from within the loop?
I mean, think about it. If time is a loop, he could be changing things in the past from the future, right?
Yeah.
Leaving the camera could be him sending a message.
Okay, now I'm really lost.
Right. It's wild.
I thought we were just dealing with a time travel mystery, but now it's like we're in some crazy sci-fi thriller.
It's both. That's what makes it so intriguing.
Yeah.
This story isn't just about time travel. It's about what happens when you mess with time.
Yeah.
The paradoxes, the consequences. It's just like, whoa.
Mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine seeing a photo of yourself from the future like that?
It'd be pretty freaky, wouldn't it?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you'd probably be freaking out a little bit.
Absolutely.
Wondering if it's really set in stone, you know?
Like, is that definitely going
to
happen?
Yeah, is there any way to change it?
Right.
And I think the biggest question would be, like, do I even have any control over my own life?
It makes you question the whole idea of free will.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something philosophers and scientists have been debating for ages, you know?
Yeah.
Some folks think that everything's predetermined.
Like we're just along for the ride.
Yeah, like our paths are already laid out and we don't actually have any real choices.
So even if it feels like we're making decisions, it's all just an illusion.
That's one way to look at it.
Hmm.
But there are others who believe that even within a system that's already set, there's still room for some wiggle room.
Wiggle room.
Yeah, like think of a river flowing downstream.
Ben.
The overall direction is kind of fixed, right?
Sure.
But within that flow, there are all these little currents and eddies,
Mm.
little deviations.
Right.
And those maybe represent a kind of micro-free will.
So like little choices within the bigger picture.
Exactly.
Okay, I can see that.
But getting back to Huck's message, you know, the loop is inevitable.
Yeah, that one was chilling.
What do you think he meant by that?
Was he saying we're all just stuck in this predetermined cycle?
Or was he hinting that there might be a way to break free?
Right, that's the big question.
It's tough to say for sure, but I think it's possible that Huck, after all his messing around with time, maybe he figured out something crucial about how it works.
Like what?
Like maybe the loop isn't some external force that's trapping us.
Yeah.
But actually, it's a result of our own choices, creating this self-fulfilling prophecy.
So we're kind of tracked by our own actions.
In a way, yeah.
That's deep.
So instead of trying to break out of the loop, maybe the key is to understand it.
To work with it, not against it.
Exactly. It's not about changing the past or controlling the future, but about making the best choices in the present.
Living in the moment.
Yeah, and using our knowledge of the loop to create a better outcome, you know?
It's like playing a video game over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
You learn from your mistakes until you find the winning strategy.
Exactly.
But it still makes me wonder what Huck was even trying to do in the first place.
Right. Was he trying to break the loop?
Or was there something else, some other goal?
Maybe he wanted to fix something in the past.
Or prevent something bad from happening in the future.
It's possible.
He could have even had some personal ambition. Who knows?
True. We just don't have enough information.
And the fact that he said the loop is inevitable makes it seem like he knew there were limits even with time travel. Like some things he just can't change.
Right. So if he knew the loop couldn't be broken, why even bother trying?
Doesn't it make all his efforts meaningless?
Maybe his goal wasn't to break the loop at all.
But to understand it, to navigate it, to use it to his advantage.
Exactly. Maybe he was looking for the best possible path within the loop.
Mm. That's a whole new perspective.
A very philosophical way to think about time travel.
So what about those researchers who found the picture of themselves?
Yeah, the ones from the future.
What should they do?
Just accept their fate.
Or is there something they can do to change things?
I think the first thing they got to do is accept that this is really happening.
They can't just ignore it.
No, they need to look at the information they have.
Like, what does the photo tell them about their future selves?
Yeah. Were there any choices they made that led to that moment?
So it's like they're solving a mystery.
Exactly. They're detectives of their own destinies, using that photo as a clue.
That's pretty wild.
I know, right?
I mean, I'd be totally freaked out if I saw a picture of myself from the future.
It would definitely mess with your head.
Yeah, totally.
It challenges everything you thought you knew about free will and destiny and time itself.
It's like the universe is playing a big cosmic joke, and we're the punchline.
But maybe there's a deeper meaning hidden in that joke.
Like what?
Maybe it's a reminder that even when things seem impossible, we still have choices.
We can choose how we react, how we see things, how we tell our own stories.
Exactly. So instead of seeing the loop as a prison,
we can see it as an opportunity.
Precisely.
To learn, to grow, to make the most of each cycle.
Knowing that every little choice we make can affect everything.
Yeah, it's all connected.
And it shapes not only our own future, but the future of everyone around us.
You know, it's crazy. We started talking about this wild time travel story.
Yeah.
But now we're like deep in these existential questions.
I know, right?
Free will, destiny, the meaning of it all.
It's amazing how a good story can do that.
It really gets you thinking.
Takes you to unexpected places.
So let's get back to this Kronos time loop. We've got Elon Huck bouncing around in time.
Sending those cryptic messages.
And then those researchers with that photo from the future.
I mean, how do we even start to make sense of all this?
I don't know. It's a lot to unpack.
I think even if we never figure out time travel for real, this story shows us just how little we understand.
About time, about the universe, about everything.
We think we're in control, making our own choices.
Yeah.
But what if there are these forces we don't even know about?
It's like we're trying to solve a puzzle.
Right.
But we're missing most of the pieces.
Exactly. And maybe that's the point, you know?
Mm.
Maybe the real lesson isn't finding all the answers.
Yeah.
But accepting that there's still so much mystery out there.
Embracing the unknown.
Yeah. And the sheer awesomeness of the universe.
So instead of getting stuck on those paradoxes.
Yeah.
Maybe we should focus on what we can actually control.
our actions, our intentions.
How we choose to spend our time.
Exactly. Whether we're in a loop or not.
Yeah, good point.
We can always choose kindness.
Compassion. Making a positive impact on the world.
Even if it seems small.
It's like they say, life is a journey, not a destination.
And maybe it's not about reaching some endpoint.
But about appreciating the journey itself.
With all the ups and downs.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe by making good choices.
Yeah.
We can actually shape things, create those ripples.
That extend way beyond what we can see.
Affecting the future, even if we don't realize it.
Exactly.
So even if this Chronos time loop is just a made-up story, it reminds us that time is precious.
And how we use it really matters.
Yeah. Whether it's a loop or a straight line.
Our choices today create the reality we experience tomorrow.
Well said. I think that's a perfect place to wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
We may not have all the answers about the Chronos time loop.
True.
But it's definitely been a fascinating journey.
It has. And remember, everyone, time is ticking. Make it count.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on this mind-bending adventure.
Until next time.
Be sure to check out Inspector Stories page for more intriguing stories.
And keep those minds open.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning.
And keep wondering about those infinite possibilities.
See you next time.